to the Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey, where Scott does his weekly check-in with nutrition coach Cheryl Masso every week live on our YouTube channel. Make sure you like and subscribe and hit that notifier so you first know when new episodes come out. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey, where we're here to discuss what happens when a chess piece gets run over by a hockey puck. Now, we're not really here for that.
Yeah,
we're here for the journey that is my weight loss and my fitness journey. And I'm here with my nutrition coach, Cheryl Masso. But with that, in that scenario, I would be the hockey puck running over the pond.
That was my first time seeing it. And I'm just like, it's hard not to talk about the CrossFit because it's just like, it's CrossFit Christmas season. It's CrossFit Christmas season. Well, sort of, kind of, you know, cause our season's so long. It's not like a month, you know, it's just the beginning, but, it's the time where all the funny stuff comes out. So, we're definitely gonna have to do some CrossFit talk today a little bit, because if I was listening correctly, you had planned on doing the workout. Is that right? No. I was like, is he really going to do that to himself? I was listening to the Thursday night talk, and I think you mentioned maybe doing it for just to put a score in. And I'm like,
that's what everybody wanted me to do.
Yeah, no.
I did not succumb to the peer pressure. And actually, so rewind, and actually here goes my internet again. What the heck? So I'm at one dot. If I start breaking up, you'll have to take over for a minute.
All right.
But we need to rewind back to, I had the procedure done since our last talk.
Right. But that's why I just wanted to, we're going to go into that, but I was like, we're going to end up getting in it, but I'm like, please tell me you didn't do the workouts. I'm happy with it. So
could I have grabbed a 50-pound dumbbell, snatched it in a one? Yes, I could have done that.
Yeah.
But is that really the spirit of doing the open? Yeah. And should that really count for doing the open and keeping my streak alive?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
It is what it is. So yeah, let's rewind a little bit. Hopefully your internet doesn't mess up too much. I kind of know you had the procedure, things went well, but fill us in a little bit on things. I know that you had a little post-procedure tattoo on your chest that hopefully is gone now, but you want to fill us in a little bit on it?
Yeah, so I went in for the procedure. It was a crazy weather night in Columbus and Ohio the night before. Tornadoes touchdown, lots of stuff all over the state. Luckily, our house was not affected. We were able to get to the hospital because I didn't need that extra stress. We went in. Everything went pretty well. The only thing that kind of was a hiccup, and it was kind of funny, is they put the IV in. I go back to like where they're going to do the procedure. And remember, they're going to do the scope first. So they're getting ready to put me under. I meet the anesthesiologist. They're like, I'm going to put this stuff in. You're going to feel drowsy. They put it in. Nothing. Wide awake. looking at them like, this isn't working. And here, you can get put into the vein correctly.
Oh, we're losing you.
I hate this.
It's all right.
So anyway, I did not go to the vein correctly. Therefore, the medicine did not go in and did not put me to sleep. So they had to rip an IV, put in another one in the surgical room, and then shoot the anesthetic into the new IV. And then heard a whooshing sound like the ocean, and out I went.
Got it. So if y'all missed that, sounds like his first try at going under, didn't go so well. They had to redo it, got it. He went under, boom. Outcome of the procedure, heart back in rhythm. Everything looked good. What'd the doc say?
Everything looked good. Everything went well. It took two shocks to get me back. And then they were very happy with all of that. I went to recovery, woke up. They gave me all my instructions. And then they told me that I may feel a burning sensation on my chest and my back, and that just to use aloe. Didn't even give it, couldn't feel anything. Got home, and actually went up to bed that night, my chest started to burn. And then when I looked, I had what looked like a hot iron. Someone had just stuck to my chest. It's where the was to shock me.
That's crazy. Well, I'm happy to hear that. Now, when is your appointment with your cardiologist?
It's in March. This is March, I guess.
Yeah.
March 20th.
Okay. All right. So, and when is your next PCP appointment?
It'll be a week from Friday.
Okay. All right. So my question, or my hope for you, was that when you left the procedure, that you were kind of given some kind of a check mark as to what you're cleared to do in terms of activity. And mostly are you able to start walking, moving, making that, not getting you back into CrossFit. And I know that you had mentioned that they didn't tell you that, but that means that we're waiting now until the 20th before we can figure out what you're cleared for.
I talked to them.
Okay.
They really just wanted 48 hours of letting the heart rest. And then I, all weekend, because the Arnold was here, I kept walking to try to see what my stamina was with that. And it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't my lungs or my heart. It was my back and my knees, and everything just was sore.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that happened is now that the heart is pumping correctly, it's trying to get rid of a lot of fluid, and my sinuses stuffed up with it trying to get rid of all the toxins.
Got it.
Going on.
Yeah.
So yesterday was the first day I felt good. Really good, other than the day of the procedure. The day of the procedure, I felt the best until yesterday. Yesterday, I actually did a mini workout of 15, 12, 9 sandbag deadlifts and assault bike.
Okay. At a lower pace, though.
But super low pace, yes.
Okay. I gotcha. All right.
Watching my watch, making sure my heart rate didn't get too high.
Okay. I gotcha. Okay. So I think that the next thing is a lot of that fluid. I know that you're feeling really heavy, but I think that the next thing is I'd like to get your steps up to 7K a day. That's got to start to happen. Right now you're at about 3,000-ish.
Yep.
So let's get them up to 7K a day. That's going to start to build some endurance. That's starting your journey back to working out again. The 15, 12, 9 is great, but I'm going to be honest, Scott, that is least beneficial for you than just getting up and moving throughout your day. And what's more important in your workouts is you actually doing some stretching, some strength work, and not worrying about getting your heart rate up. The bike is a nice touch, but it's really about getting you just kind of back into regular consistency again.
It just was really nice. I just was in the garage.
Yeah.
It was just more get rid of some boredom.
Yeah.
And the walking is great. But I'm feeling it muscularly.
Yeah.
The fatigue is
exactly
what I'm doing is I'm hitting fatigue. So I'm hoping to get further, but this was just a way to break it up yesterday.
Yep.
With just something else.
100% love it. But what I'm saying is the walking matters more. That's where if you're getting that fatigue while you're walking, we got to build the endurance up. That's So that's why, like, we're going to just start to get to 7K. My goal is, like, if you have 2 or 3 days at 7K, that's 2 or 3 days higher at 7K, you know? I don't care how you do it. You can break it up, you know, 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes after we go for a 30-minute walk after work, you know, like, whatever. You know, like, take your dog out at lunchtime. Like, you know, maybe make your – and you might have to take breaks. That's okay. And I know that feels like shit. Hell, I'm okay with you doing farmer's walks. If you want to make it more interesting, throw some farmer's walks in there. Throw some sandbag walks in there. Like, that's a way to get steps in that's, you know, more CrossFit-based. But that's really going to help. You know, yeah, you can totally jump on the bike and do 20 to 30 minutes. That's also fine. But it's not going to be the same as getting your body used to bearing your load again. And that's really what we have to start doing.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think yesterday was the first day that was possible.
Yep. That's awesome. Yeah.
So and I think I'm on the way.
Yeah. That's why I'm giving you action steps, not telling you that you didn't do a good job, because you did a good job. You did a good job. So nutrition this week, as I was looking back, looks pretty darn good. You know, everything, it looks like you've really made some pretty good changes. Your carb intake the last couple of days has been pretty low. And it's funny because you had mentioned that you were really hungry. And then like the last couple of days, you've been a little bit low. So maybe your appetite's been a little bit off, or has it just been regulating itself a little bit more?
So I think it's a part of that. The body's draining everything. And my stomach is a little queasy when that's happening at times. Mm-hmm. So there are times I'm like super hungry and then it goes away for a while.
Okay.
And then it comes like, but today I'm back to being really hungry.
Yeah. Well, your nutrition looks like you're dialed in. Like I see breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack. You're typically eating one snack. Fat intake is much better. You're definitely getting that down. And I see good food quality. I see that you're eating vegetables at your meals, which is all good. So how has your gut been? Burping stuff, is that getting better?
For the most part, pretty good.
Okay.
A little gassy this morning was the first time that came back, but it's kind of gone away now this afternoon.
Gotcha. Yeah, you've really got a pretty good routine with your food right now. You know, your breakfast tends to be a little bit heavier in the fat because your eggs and bacon. You know, that's really the main thing, which isn't a bad thing because you tend to make it up later in the day, as long as you're able to control
what the bacon was rare and it was turkey bacon.
Oh no. You're fine. Your breakfast is totally great. When I say eggs and bacon, yeah, it's turkey bacon. Like, it's good. As long as you can control the fat at dinner time, it looks great. Like your nutrition. Yeah, and
in honor of Corey, I'm doing andouille chicken sausage.
Yeah.
With my breakfast this week.
Yeah, your fiber intake is looking better. Let me just see. You know, you're getting over 30 grams most days now, which is good. Some days a little bit lower.
And just,
yeah,
just to get my protein in, like, my breakfast has to be that. Like, it has to be a meat.
Yeah, it should be.
With eggs to get me to where I need to be protein wise.
Well, what you can do is you can go one egg and egg whites. And that will save you some fat if you want to make sure that you have more fat later on in the day. If you're fine eating lower fat later in the day, that's fine. But I always recommend doing one egg or two eggs and then doing egg whites to kind of get more protein for less fat. Like, that's an easy way to bump up your protein.
Just to hit a couple comments, Wad Zombie, skin tone, face, everything looks great. Yeah, I've noticed even like some of the bloating out of my face has left. And I feel so much better. Corey says, through God, all things are possible. So jot that down. It's actually on my arm.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
I thought Wad Zombie was talking about me.
Oh, he talked about you earlier. If you want to go back.
Oh, he did.
Cheryl is looking extra hot today.
Oh, Yeah, it's because I just got finished working out. I got my post-workout glow.
And then Corey said Hot Librarian Cheryl is my favorite Cheryl.
Hey, I'm actually, you know, it's funny is I didn't know how to feel about blockers, but I've been wearing them and I do think that they are helping me because I have a lot of screen time. I do a lot of time looking at my computer. And if anything, I feel like I'm not, maybe because they're on my head, I'm not squinting as much and like doing that when I'm doing stuff. So I'm going to keep wearing them. So you know, it brings people on. I would love that. I actually do free consultations. I honestly, because before somebody actually marries me as a coach, lack of better terms, I want to make sure that we are going to connect, you know, like it's not going to work if we don't like each other. So they got to like me. I got to like them. That's the most important
thing. I think it's a great idea. Cause I think the consultation is something people should see.
Yeah.
But you'd have to have the right person to do that because that would be, you're very vulnerable in that first consultation.
Yeah. I could maybe think about doing that. I'll think about that for sure. One time per person, obviously. Yeah. I'm down. I could do something like that. All right. So going back to your nutrition, let's get back onto Scott here. So we're still a little bit like the fiber is a work in progress, but the other thing that I think it could be is things like, you know, like when you log your potatoes, I think you're getting more fiber from those because you're logging them as air fried potatoes, which it looks pretty accurate. But if the entry that you're choosing doesn't have fiber accounted in it, then you're not going to see it. Little things like that could be part of the reason why, just something I was just taking a look at actually while I was on my computer, because I did notice that. And I think that what you're logging is right. It's just a matter of like, is the fiber right? And you're not eating a whole bunch of carbs. So that's also the reason why your fiber is low. A couple of foods you could add in that are going to give you more fiber and also a little bit better fats is avocado and raspberries. Like I would love
raspberries.
You hate raspberries. Raspberries are so high in fiber. Another good, let me look at, I think blackberries are almost as good, but I know that raspberries have so much fiber in them. I think there's like 12 grams in just a cup. Blackberries, pomegranate. I really think that raspberries are the best. I don't like, do you like pomegranate?
Love it.
Well, that's another good one. Passion fruit.
I've been eating pineapple the last 2 days. I've been eating apples.
Yeah. Guava.
Green beans.
I don't see these. Some of these fruits I don't really eat. Like blackberries are good. So guava fruit is good. Prunes. I don't eat prunes. Avocado is probably one of the best. And it looks like passion fruit, believe it or not, one cup of passion fruit has 24 grams of fiber in it. That's crazy. I don't even know. I've never had passion fruit.
Uh-oh, I lost you audio-wise. You're muted. Can you hear me, Cheryl?
Oh, I'm muted. There we go.
I just unmuted you.
That was weird. I could not hear you.
Yeah, you muted weird. For some reason.
Oh, anyways, I was saying, did you hear me say that passion fruit has 24 grams of fiber? That's insane. That's a lot of fiber. But that will really help with everything. So how about your blood sugar?
So it's today was at 142.
Okay, so it's about the same. I think if you start walking a little bit more, you're going to be able to start seeing that blood sugar go down too. So when we talk about insulin sensitivity, I talked about the importance of controlling calories. Yeah, but that will help.
Just the whole picture. So when I finished the surgery, it was like 160. Mm-hmm. So it's come down 20 points.
Okay.
In a week.
That's good. Average. So like it was 160 averaging every day.
Yeah.
Before surgery. Okay. And now it's okay. Because I always like to look at trends. Like one day it's 160, one day it's 140, or is it consistently 140? That's good. So I love that it's coming down. And I think, like I said, once you start walking more and moving more throughout your day, that's going to help. How's your sleep been?
it's kind of slid a little bit this week, but it's more because of my sinuses than anything else. Mm-hmm. Like I wake up stuffed up, and like Nick Wad Zombie sent me an apnea machine, but my nose had been so congested. Like I try it and I can't breathe through my nose till that clears up.
Yeah, I gotcha. And then in terms of, I just had a thought about that sleep. Oh, appetite. So you mentioned that you're obviously a little bit more hungry today. How about cravings? Anything like that? You getting any cravings for anything?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because your nutrition looks great. I mean, I don't think you guys ate out last week. Looks like you guys ate at home.
The only time I ate out was Saturday night.
And you had a hit with burger?
It was a meatloaf.
Oh, I gotcha.
But I asked the ingredients and it was just and green beans.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I think things are looking good. So what do you have in terms of anything coming up this week in terms of doctors, social stuff, anything?
Nothing.
Did you end up going to the Arnold?
No.
No?
Okay. I knew I wasn't going to be able to, my body couldn't take it.
Yeah. It's a lot of walking.
And I have other things I have to do this year that I need to be ready for.
Right.
And the Arnold is just a blip for me. So I need, Jamie was there. Charlie was there. Kat was there. Yeah. They did all that stuff. And I just let them.
I gotcha. So, I mean, how do you feel this year not doing the Open? Are you okay with it or do you feel like you're missing out?
For the most part, I'm okay with it. When we talked about it on the roundtable and how it went, you know, I miss out on sharing in the misery. But yeah, I have to do what's right for me for this year so that I'm ready come semifinal time, games time,
yep,
Masters games to be able to do what I need to do.
And what is your season looking like as we're looking ahead? You know, because right now I feel like we're heading to the green, like on everything. And I'm going to be honest, this year, I don't think we're going to take a break. I don't think that we're going to be like breaking through semifinals and games. I think that this year is the year where we kind of keep things dialed in and keep working, because I think that that's something that we have to, you've had a pretty rough start of the year and we're just going to be kind of getting into where like things are into a groove. I want to keep that stuff going and obviously not be hard on you, but did you guys decide on, are you still looking for sponsorships in terms of travel plans?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So nothing in the books yet?
Nope.
Okay. Gotcha. But you are doing coverage.
Yeah. It just may be from here.
Yeah. Are you doing coverage any athletes this year?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I may pick one or two to do if we can go to a semifinal. But with that up in the air, I didn't want to make people commit to something right. I didn't know I couldn't commit. I could commit gotcha. To.
I gotcha. Yeah. Well, then, I mean, good. I feel like we're in a good spot right now. So, and how is the wife doing? She doing good? She's happy that you're feeling better, probably.
Yeah. And she's been eating what I've been eating. So good. We're really on the same page. She's doing really well with it. Hell, she's been walking more than me. She's taken over the dog walking all day.
Has that been helpful for you at dinner time?
Yes.
Okay, good. Awesome. Other things like you guys can try and play around with for dinner time meals is, you know, I'm not sure if she likes pastas and stuff, but there are like, you know, when you're looking for high fiber foods, look for like, there's a pasta that I like to recommend for people called Carbonara, and it's a higher protein pasta, higher fiber pasta. Dreamfields makes a higher fiber pasta. Those are all things that you guys can use to help make meals and, you know, that she could obviously still use. And it's just making simple swaps. Like if you normally use a white pasta, using one of those pastas, it's going to help a little bit. Or, you know, if she normally uses, you know, whatever, like those are the simple things that you guys can do to kind of bump up the fiber count at dinner time too. Yeah. I think everything else though this week is looking really good. I'm happy to hear that things are in a better spot. And no doc's appointment until the 20th, right?
No, the family doctor is a week from Friday.
Okay, cool. So that's going to be another update. Your weight is also, just for a little weight update, is trending back down. So obviously you were at 287 before all this stuff happened, like the big hiccup, and you shot back up, obviously, with the water weight inflammation. You were at 297 on the 14th, and it's been trickling back down. So we're down to 290-ish. So I'm not going to have you take photos this month. I know that I wanted you to take photos every month, but knowing how, I'm not expecting to see a big change from January to now, because literally this month has been, you went up to come right back down to where you were. So, but we will take new photos again next month. So I think that now we're in a spot where we should be able to kind of keep trending down. Knocking on my table here that nothing happens.
You don't want the shock mark?
Well, we can have the shock mark if you want. I just know that everybody doesn't love taking photos, so I'm not going to make you do it if it's not really relevant, you know? So I think that it's important to kind of do that. Corey, that actually sounds like a great salad, avocado raspberry salad. I'm picturing like spinach, avocados, some chicken, some raspberries, some goat cheese, a light balsamic dressing, a couple of little candied pecans. Sounds amazing. Yeah. But yeah, awesome. So it looks like I need to do some consultations with Coach Cheryl on the Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey. But this week, dude, I think it's getting in a little bit more fiber. So looking for different types of berries. You know, like you mentioned, the fruits are good, the apples, oatmeal. I know you were on oatmeal kick for a little while. Oatmeal is also a good carb.
I've had that a couple times this week.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see that, but that's actually a good one that you can add in. You used to do it before bed. That used to be your nighttime snack.
Yeah. I've been adding it to breakfast with some protein powder.
Okay. Yeah, I would say that'd be a good carb, or a good carb to have. Oatmeal. Trying to think of some other that's not. There's like also like some grain products, but like I just think that sometimes the specialty grain products are just like, bleh. Like I honestly don't like quinoa and like that kinds of stuff. It just would rather not. So pecan, not pecan. Pecan. Is it pecan or pecan? Pecan. I don't know.
When I lived in the South, it is pecan.
Pecans. There's this guy. This is just funny shit that I'm going to tell you guys. There's a guy that I follow on social media, on Instagram. He makes, I think his name is like Keto Snacks or something like that. And he makes like little like Instagram reels of like, if you mix this, this, and this, you'll get this. And I don't know if he does it on purpose, but like he purposefully like pronounces things wrong. I swear. Like he says tortilla, tortilla. He says prosciutto, prosciutto. Like, I'm like, what is going on? And it's just like, I have to listen to it three or four times. Like, is he intentionally doing that? Or is this really how he thinks it's supposed to be said? But funny talk with Coach Cheryl, but. Oh, there it is. Yeah, it's a nice little mark.
So there's the burn mark.
Tattoo.
Yep.
Yeah. Is it gone now?
It's lightened up, but it's still there.
That's funny. That looks ouchy. Yeah. It's ouchy.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, Wad Zombie. I'm hoping it's on purpose. Because if not, I mean... I think he says avocado. It's like,
I think some people do that on purpose.
I'm like, I don't know, but whatever. So, all right. Well, I think, dude, you did a great job last week. So last thing that we should just touch on is, I know you got a little bit of a workout in yesterday. I think that maybe you should just kind of get back onto the Polaris Wattify, whatever they use. And maybe not do the actual Metcons, but I know that she programs like strength and bodybuilding type stuff. and maybe doing a very modified version of the workout. And I don't mind helping you with that. Or if you want me to give you some workouts this week, I can, but just something to get the body moving, nothing intense. Like if yesterday felt good, stuff like that is what you should be doing.
So the cool thing is they put my membership on pause, but I still have access to the Wattify.
Okay.
So, yeah, I can look at what they're doing, maybe do some strength work.
Yeah. I mean, I think it should start simple, like 3x5 back squats. Like don't need to be super complicated. Like you at right now, like just think of it like you're a brand new person coming back from being out for a couple of months.
Yeah. I just don't have a rack, or a bench.
Okay. Well, we can,
but I shouldn't be, I'm not going to be squatting.
Yeah.
Like it should be something I can pick up and put on my back.
Well, we can just do sandbag squats. We can do 3 sets of 10 sandbag squats, right? We can, can definitely, you know, you could do front squats, which I know that those are your favorite. So
least
loving that front rack mobility. Right. So, but yeah, I think that like, let's get you just getting some movement in again, nothing crazy. I think 20 minutes, just like quick lift, and then, you know, maybe do some accessory work mixed in. So that's what I don't mind, like I said, I don't mind helping you out a little bit with that. But if you have access, I would just say kind of modifying what they're doing and doing that for you for this week. But make sure that you're warming up, like do some mobility, do some biking, do some air squats, like do some basic stuff to get the joints moving, because you haven't been. And your back is going to be super tight.
So I have been doing mobility.
Good.
It's definitely picked up since the procedure. I've been able, because I can lean over and it doesn't like make me gasp for air.
Yeah.
I've been doing much more, probably Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I've been doing 20 to 30 minutes.
Good.
Sitting in front of the TV.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that you're doing great this week. This week looks really good. So I'm stoked to see how this coming week goes. I think that 7K steps, staying consistent, throwing a few more fiber foods. And I did see that you added some of my suggestions in there. We're just going to keep bumping it up and go from there.
Yeah, I forgot how good a Levesh bread pizza,
dude, those things are awesome. Bread
pizza is.
You can do so many things with those. You can make your own Pop-Tarts if you want. You could take two and like, you could do all kinds of fun stuff with those things, but I love, you can even cut them into strips, throw them in the air fryer, put them on top of a salad. Like you can make buffalo chicken wraps with them. You can make breakfast burritos with them. You can do so many things with them. So yeah.
Heidi's asking what's wrong with air squats.
There's nothing wrong with air squats. Nothing. Yeah. Nothing at all. Air
just want to feel strong again.
Yeah. I feel you there.
Yeah, but the pizza we had Saturday.
I saw that.
Flatbread pizza. So good.
Yeah, it's good. You can make different ones. So you can do like a buffalo chicken or a barbecue chicken pizza, flatbread. You do all kinds of stuff with it. So a Greek.
I actually like to fold it over like a calzone.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. You know what I saw somebody do? They put the tortilla in the pan. And then they put the eggs. So they put the eggs in the pan and they put the tortilla on the eggs and they cooked it like that. And then they flipped it over and they added cheese on top and then they rolled it over like an egg and cheese quesadilla. It looked really good. It's, I don't know. I'm getting hungry. It's dinner time.
Have I tried air fried fruit? I have not.
I honestly haven't, but it's kind of like dehydrated fruit, I guess. I've seen people do like apple chips and stuff.
It's 70 degrees here. Like I could get the grill out and grill fruit, which I have tried.
Yeah. Grilled plums. Those are good.
Grilled pineapple is so good.
Yeah. Also with a little bit of ice cream.
Grilled peaches.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, we just have a bunch of oranges down here in Florida.
So. Yeah.
Anyways.
You're close to Georgia. Well,
yeah. No, we're lucky. Living in Florida is great. You know, we definitely have the world of like, you know, seasonally their vegetables, fruits are pretty easy to get down here. So I feel like some places in the country, you don't get that access in the cold. So I don't know, but yeah, Kenneth, I also grilled bananas are really good. actually sauteed bananas are really good. I'm getting hungry. So, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll call it a day.
We're rambling now.
Thank you to everybody in the chat for the suggestions. You guys are awesome. Love that you're here every week. And we will see everybody next time on the Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey. Bye, guys. C4 Energy, Extend, and CelluCore are delivering the most effective, best tasting, and highest quality products for you. Get 20% off when you use the code Clydesdale at checkout at C4energy.com. That's C4energy.com. And now back to the interview.